Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm actually going to do a live show. I've been trying to record a show for the last week, and I'd recorded and something would go wrong, and so I thought, let's just do a live show. I haven't done one in a month or so. I do love the pre-recorded shows and how they sound, but why not just jump on here and do it live? And if any of you know where that's from, I applaud you. It's a little joke there. Do it live. I'll just do it live. Okay, let's talk about believing in yourself. I have a wonderful set of notes here to help you uplift and inspire yourself to put the same level of belief in you as you put into other things in your life. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach, and I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, maybe you're ready to start dating, or you want a promotion, or you want to start a business, or you want to increase your income, or you just want to experience greater levels of freedom and adventure and independence in your life, then consider working with me. My services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Once you get there, click work with me. There's a drop down. You can do an individual session with me. I have a package available right now that's for the summer into the fall. I have accountability coaching. And if you don't see something that works for you, I will design a package that works for your lifestyle if you feel inspired to work with me. You can, again, find me and my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about believing in ourselves. We've been conditioned in our society, many women, particularly women of color, have been conditioned to not believe in ourselves. We don't invest in ourselves. We don't promote ourselves if you're in business. We don't position ourselves in a place where we can create the result we want. And it's all because we don't believe. It's just a part of the conditioning. And so what you have to do is ignore the conditioning and create a new way of being from the inside out. Everything is an inside job. So if you believe in yourself and you're going for your goals, you're going to be far more likely to accomplish it. As I was doing the recording for this show, my spirit guides gave me the message, it's like gardening. Yeah. So here's your goal, whatever it is that you desire to be married to a wonderful partner and have a wonderful life and relationship with them. So that's the seed. You put that in the ground and you cover it up and you water it and it'll grow, right? If you believe it'll grow, it will grow. The problem is not that it won't happen for you. It's that what we've been doing, because we don't believe in ourselves, is planting it, that seed, in really shitty soil. So when you believe in yourself, then you are planting your seeds, your goals, your desires, your dreams, your hopes for yourself in the richest, most fertile soil. So how do you believe in yourself? Well, you got to let go of everything that tells you you can't have what you want. You have to let go of everyone who tells you you need to doubt yourself. You have to release all those crazy little thoughts in your mind that tell you that you're not worthy, that you can't have it, you can't do it. Oh, it's too big, it's too dangerous. Oh, no, that's too scary. You have to let go of those beliefs. And that has to be a religious practice, where you decide now in this program, now in this moment, you decide, I'm not going to engage those beliefs anymore. They're crazy. They don't help me. They make my soil wacky. I'm just going to believe in myself. And then every single day, you need to be committed to being kind, loving, uplifting, supportive, motivating, inspiring with yourself. I'm staying with my friend, and she was working on her one-woman show, and we were having a conversation. I was giving her some direction. We both did theater when we were younger, so I was giving her some direction, and she yelled at me. She's like, "Hey, me!" And she's like, I know, I'm just fat. And I stopped her and I said, you know, we were joking around and you know, it was a Saturday. We had wine. It was a fun time. And I said, no, you are entering an industry where your physical appearance matters. It's just the nature of it. And yes, we're moving into a more progressive world, but it still matters what you look like. You can't just roll out of bed and do a roll, right? And so you have to shift your mindset so that you are no longer having that conversation with yourself, or you could even utter, oh my God, utter the words, I'm just fat. Well, she said, I think she was like, I'm a fat whale or whatever. And it's like, no, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny to put yourself down. It's not funny to tell yourself you can't do it. It's not funny to doubt yourself. All you're doing is you're fucking up your soil. And so then what grows is going to be a really crooked flower. And I want you to be the most radiant, whole, perfect flower. And you can be. And you can be strong if you're willing to believe yourself. So you have to stop all the noise within you and the noise outside of you. Just quit. And more importantly, you have to decide that you're not going to give in to all your excuses. You're not going to give in to your put-downs. You're not going to give in to your fears. And you have to hold a rock-solid, positive expectation of yourself. And here's the thing. Holding a positive expectation for yourself is a choice. And it is a discipline. You have to discipline yourself to say, hey, I know I'm great. I know I'm going to do a great job. I know that no matter what size I am, I can rock out this role. I know that no matter what's going on in my immediate surroundings, I know that I can show up and be the best version of myself. And here's the thing. We as women have been conditioned to fucking fake it. Don't fake it. Just show up great. Show up authentic. Show up as you. That fake it till you make it garbage is not wacko crazy. You know, we do things and we're exhausted. We put on a happy face and we think we have to do it. You know, here's a thought. Why not show up well rested? Or why not don't go? If it's not your thing, if it's not what you where you want to be, don't go. Don't do it. Say no. So if you can't show up fully and completely present, don't do it. Don't do it. It's okay. Someone else can take your spot. Someone who wants to do that can take your spot. The world is not going to fall apart if you make a different choice. Believe in yourself enough to show up completely whole and present. And pay attention to when you're not, you know. Pay attention to it. You're probably saying yes to something you don't really want to do. That is what I've found. Anytime I show up and I'm not feeling well, I've said yes to something I don't really want to fucking do. Okay. Set a high standard for yourself and stick to it. And stop looking for reasons why it will not work. Because every time you let your mind go into that place or you let your mouth utter words, oh, it probably won't happen, or I hope it will, every time you do that, you're sending the message to your mind, to your heart, to your being, that you don't believe in yourself. The fact that you have desire means that it's possible for you. It's a seed. You just have to put it in the ground and cover it with soil. That's it. And let it grow. And yes, you'll take action. Just as if you had a garden, my ex-husband used to garden all the time. He put stuff in the ground. He was out there every day watering and checking on it and tending to the soil. So tend to your soil and believe in yourself. Believe that the seed will germinate. And be determined to make it work. Be determined to make that seed grow. Be determined by the way you show up, watering that every day, visualizing the result that you desire, knowing that it's possible for you, speaking only positive words about yourself and your situation. Because what happens when we're determined to make it work? That it moves us out of the mentality of playing victim. Life's just happening to me. and puts us in a place of empowerment. And as I was writing these notes, a message came forward about being determined to make it work. You know, we as women, we make shit work. We'll make a relationship work. We'll make a friendship work. We'll make a job where we're being underpaid work. We make it work. But we don't give ourselves that same amount of energy. Make you work. Make your life what you want it to be. So everything you put into that relationship that's not going to probably happen if you're working that hard. I've been there, girl. I have been there. Been there, signed the papers, done it. Worked it. Instead of putting our energy into that, put our energy into ourselves. So then, from that place, as that radiant version of yourself, you can draw to you that which you truly want. You can draw to you a relationship that is easy and joyful. You can draw to you a job or a business that is easy to run and joyful. Now, along the lines of being determined to make it work, really being determined to make you and your life work, you should just have to stop questioning it. Like, fuck, no, yes, it's going to happen. I'm not questioning it anymore. No more questioning. No more. No more questioning. It's going to work. I believe in myself. I am worthy. I deserve to have everything that I want. I have the utmost confidence in my ability. I say yes to the things that I want to do. I say no to the things I don't want to do. And I stop questioning my ability. Yeah, you're going to take some risks sometimes, and there are going to be times that you overshoot the goal or undershoot the goal. That's just a part of living. You're going to make mistakes. You don't need to be perfect. But you also don't need to question yourself. You can reflect. You can contemplate. But don't question yourself. And then when others are questioning you, and you know the type of questioning I'm talking about, oh, so you think you can do that? You can politely in your mind say, go fuck yourself and smile, because you know that you are going to make it happen because you believe in yourself. You truly 100% believe in yourself. I was in this situation a year ago, and it was a time where I was feeling really insecure. And I was living on the outside of myself instead of on the inside. And I wanted people to see me in a certain way. And as a result, I was making choices and decisions out of a place of fear. And in the process of that, I was doing a business transaction. And when I was alone in my apartment in meditation, I saw it happening. I knew it was going to happen. I was putting the work in to make it happen. So I was having a discussion with someone, and I was setting up the terms of the business agreement we were making. And they said, well, do you really think you can do that? And it just took my confidence down into the dumpster. A, he was also a really hot guy, so that didn't help either. So here I am trying to be cool and impressed, and yeah, no, and it didn't happen. But it helped me uncover that I have to believe in myself, whether I'm in meditation, in visualization, or in front of a group of people. I have to believe in myself when I'm in conversation with someone. I have to believe in myself when I'm on this podcast. I have to believe in myself. Or it'll fuck up my manifestation, and I really wanted that manifestation to work out. Just stop questioning yourself, and when others question you, say, no, I don't have to engage that. Okay. Now, this is one that I talk about a lot in this program. It's what you will do in your work with me when you sign up to do a package with me. Or even in a session, I try to give you time to work through this as well, is trust your intuition, tune into your intuition, pay attention to what you're sensing, honor that information. And how do you do that? Well, it's different for every person, but if you're getting a internal spiritual fire alarm about something, and it doesn't mean it's scary and it doesn't mean it's wrong, it's just your intuition wants you to pay attention to it and then ask yourself, is this a good decision for me? Is this the right path for me? And you know, not somebody outside of you, you know what is best for you, and trust it. Just trust your intuition and follow it. If your senses are saying no, but everything looks like yes on the outside, don't believe the outside. Believe what's going on inside of you. I met a man, and cool guy, smart guy, owned a business, owned his home, had his act together, polite, respectful, sexy. He was saying all the right words. Every restaurant I would have wanted to go to, he picked out. And I would get excited for the date. And then somewhere as I'm getting ready, it would feel like a no. And I did this 4 times with him. He kept coming back. And I don't know why my no wasn't enough, which is probably a part of the intuitive message I was getting, that I can't say no to this person, and they respect that. And every time I'd try to psych myself up and go, and it would be a no. And I had to just accept that no. I had to love myself enough to hold firm to that no, no matter how good he looked on paper, right? And in the process of that, I found myself apologizing for saying no. No! Believing in yourself means you stop apologizing for being who you are. And that's my next point. So trust your intuition and then stop apologizing for following that intuition. When we apologize, it's another way of saying we don't fully believe in ourselves. Sometimes an apology may be appropriate just because it's a polite. But you'll know when you're repeatedly saying sorry, trying to make somebody feel good, that's another one of those in your mind you need to say, go fuck yourself, because it's not my job to make you feel good about my no, right? It's not your job to make somebody feel good about your no. It's not your job when you go in to resign from a job to start with, I'm sorry. No. Because on the flip side, if they were going to lay you off, they might say this is unfortunate, but they sure as hell wouldn't be apologizing for the choice and decision that they're making as a whole, right? Or maybe your supervisor might apologize just because they're a nice person, but the organization isn't apologizing. It's just the reality of it. And so stand firm in who you are and stop apologizing for being who you are. All right. So how do we put this in action? This last little bit of show here, we're going to talk about how you put it into action. So believe you can make it happen, 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 believe in yourself making it happen. And that's where most of us get caught up, right? That's why we don't grow to our fullest, is because we start to think, oh no. Can I really do this? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can, you amazing human being. Yes, you can. You deserve it. You are worthy of it just because. You are brilliant. You are radiant. You are intuitive. You are sharp. You are perceptive. Yes, you can. You can make it happen. Believe you can make it happen. And remember, it's not outside of you. If you're waiting for the world to say, I approve of you, I praise you, I love you, now you can believe in yourself, then you're going to be waiting forever. You have to believe in you. And then you know what's so amazing? All that's going to show up, because like attracts like. It just is. And you won't need it. You won't need some outside approval, because you'll know, because you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. Okay, so I've talked a lot about all the thought process behind believing in yourself. So here are some steps you can take to help you truly believe in yourself. And believing in yourself as faithfully as you believe in God and in spirit guides and in oracle cards and in the sun's going to rise tomorrow, believe in yourself with that much intensity. So number one, never speak ill of yourself. Just don't. You can say, I'm figuring it out, or you can say, you know, I know I didn't make the best choice there, but I'm uncovering what was going on so that I can make a better choice in the future. But never, ever, ever put yourself down. It's gross. It's unkind. It's unloving. And it will cause you to grow a bunch of weeds. Never, ever speak ill of yourself. Surround yourself with beauty. Beautiful people, beautiful words, beautiful music, beautiful settings. If you just made that commitment that I'm only going to surround myself with beauty, you will increase the quality of your life by 90%. Think about it. You wouldn't take the shitty job. You wouldn't date the shitty man. You wouldn't take the shitty apartment. You wouldn't deal with the way your bank account looks. If you just decided right now in this moment, I'm only going to surround myself with what I believe to be beautiful. And you decide, what is a beautiful bank account for you? Yeah, I'll take a minute and just visualize what those numbers look like. I can see mine. I hope you can see yours. See that number in your bank account. See that balance. What does it look like? Hold that. Hold that. Hold that. Visualize it now. Believe it to be yours. Be happy and grateful that you see that number in your bank account. Yeah. Surround yourself with beauty. Beautiful everything. Do whatever it takes to just surround yourself with as much beauty and radiance as possible in every aspect of your life. Beautiful words, beautiful sounds, beautiful people. Oh my gosh, that'll save us all, right? So set the standard to beauty. Now, watch and pay attention to people who inspire you, and then embody that energy. How this works, have you ever gone to a movie, or maybe it's just me because I am a clairsentient, I'm a highly sensitive person, and I have this ability, it's a psychic ability as well. But you watch a movie and you come out and you still feel the movie, or maybe I feel the movie. I don't know if other people have this feeling, but or maybe do that with people that you admire. So it's not copying, say, a celebrity or a speaker or a friend that you feel is rocking it out, but embody their energy. I have a friend, she's amazing. Well, all my friends are amazing. I'm so blessed. But I have this friend, and she's a firecracker. And I admire her courage. She's, you know, very affluent because she asks for what she wants. And I know now how to embody bits of her energy that uplift and inspire me and help me to shift the way I might have a lower self-esteem in that particular area of my life. So embody the energy of the people who inspire you, the people that you admire. It's not copying. It's embodying. It's embodying. It's a way of being. That will help you believe in yourself. And then visualize yourself there. I mean, and with this one, this is a new little piece to visualization. You go into the visualization, whatever it is, and you not only imagine that you were there, you're there, you're seeing things, you're feeling things, you're hearing things, but then pay attention to one minute detail in that scenario. So it might be, that you want a new car. So imagine driving that car. And oh my God, you guys, I'm pausing because I've done this record. I mentioned that I've been pre-recording shows and I decided to do this one live just because I was having so much trouble with the recording. I've told this story so many times. I'm like, did I tell it already in this podcast? The downsides of recording shows, the downsides. Okay, so if I haven't told this to you, so it's, you want a new car. Imagine yourself in your new car. Imagine yourself driving to the grocery store and buying groceries and putting groceries in the back seat of that car, because the mind won't combat that. because it believes it's real, right? It's something you've done before. It's a little detail. It'll think, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, we have a new car. Rock on. And then it's prime. You know, it's the way we tend to our soil so that you can step into the frequency of having a new car. Now, the way we typically visualize is we're just like, okay, I just got the keys to my car. I'm behind the wheel. I can smell the new car scent. The mind can be like, I'm not smelling new car scent. I'm smelling the kitty litter box, right? But if we pick one minute detail, something that we know, something that feels familiar, then the mind's going to hook on to that and believe in that reality. It's an awesome visualization technique. Use it, use it, use it. It's so powerful. And then make quality decisions. Make quality decisions. And all you have to do is say, will this benefit me? Will I be happy tomorrow that I made this decision? Am I banking on some other component that I might not have control of coming in to alleviate this issue? So what's that? So it's like, how do we do this? So let's do money, because that's the one many people struggle with around decision making. Okay, if I spend this money, does it feel good? Or am I waiting for something outside of me to solve that I will no longer have that money? And if that's the case, then it might not be the best decision, but it could totally be. If you're a highly faithful person and you believe that what you need is always showing up for you in the divine perfect time, then by all means, that's a good decision for you. But if you're one that struggles with that and you don't feel confident around the choices and decisions that you're making, just make a different choice. And I know you think in the short run that you're going to be missing out, but you're not. You're not. You're going to get everything that you want. You're going to get everything that we want as long as you feel good. Really, making good decisions is about feeling good. Because when we make a bad decision, it usually makes us feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad about bad decisions. I want you to forgive yourself, assess what choice you could have made differently, and then move on. But I'd like you to get in the habit of making good decisions. So that is my show. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I want to be your coach. I want to help you accomplish your goals. I want to help you take your life to the next level. I want you to live an amazing, fantastic life. I will help you reprogram your mindset. I will help you set steps so that you can achieve your goals. I will help you think differently about yourself. I will help you live the life you've always wanted to live. So let's work together. Visit me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you. Thank you. I pray this show sounds amazing, and I bet it will. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.